So I really don't have any injuries for you. I think we came out of the game halfway decent. So, but I'll get the guys are just kind of coming in. So we'll get all that taken care of here later in the afternoon. As far as the game goes, listen, the win was fantastic to get. We've got places that we've got to work on and make sure we get covered. The positive was that they didn't score in the second half, and we for the most part hunkered down defensively, and then offensively we've got to clean up a few things. We didn't score as often in the red zone as we wanted to, penalties, a missed shot there. So things that a couple of those things don't happen very often that happened down in there. And we're normally accurate with the throws and so on. So we've got to clean a little bit of that up. And but again, playing a good football team, they've got both of their fronts are strong, and we were tested in a couple spots, and it'll help us grow is what it'll help us do. And so in particular at that tackle position, we were young at the left tackle spot. We'll keep getting better as we go and experience some of these things. I think Wanye will end up being okay when it's all said and done here, as far as his leg goes. And then he was able to come back in and play, and Kingsley will learn from what he had there, and keep getting better. And then likewise on the right side, we'll keep growing there. So and then from a defensive standpoint, they've got a good offensive line. They're physical, their run game, they got that going a little bit, and teams hadn't been able to do that quite as well as what they had rolling there early. So we can learn from that and get better in that spot too. So I'm glad we came out with the win. I thought it was a heck of a play there at the end. We overloaded one side. It probably wouldn't have mattered who they had in there blocking, but we were able to get that overload, and we got off on the ball. I mean, if you wanted to pick on one thing there to say was a great job, Justin Reed on the outside is the fastest guy in the NFL on his get off on these field goals. And so teams take and look at that and make sure they take care of him first, which allowed the inside three there to really come off and get an explosive. And you saw Nadi kind of went down, and they weren't quite sure how to handle that. So there ended up being a separation, and we were able to get through the cracks there. And that was spectacular way to end it. I'm not sure I've ever had that experience in my career with a walk-off blocked field goal, so it made it exciting. But I'd rather us really focus in on taking care of business in the other part of the game and get that cinched up. But my hat goes off to Tobe for spending the time to make sure those things all fit together, and for the players just executing and never giving up. Like I told you last night or yesterday afternoon, that the thing that has impressed me with this team is they don't get down, and they're not that. That's not what they are. They battle through stuff, and if somebody's not doing well, they try to pick them up and do well in their area. And it's worked to this point. We just got to keep getting better and growing as we go. So with that, time's yours.
We'll go first, Pete Sweeney. Pete?
Hey, Coach. I know you're not a big social media man, but there was an interaction between two of your former linemen, Jeff Allen and Donovan Smith, just kind of hinting at Smith's availability. From a depth perspective, has there ever been a consideration to maybe just bring in Smith or another vet as these two young linemen develop there at left?
Listen, that's Avicii's area. I mean, he looks at everything, so I'm not going to say no, but what we do as coaches, and we overemphasize, we're going to focus in on these kids that are here, and they're getting better. I know it's hard to see at times, but there's progress being made, and we're going to be okay as we go forward. So
we'll go next to Todd Lebo. Todd?
Coach, kind of on that front, I'll have a follow-up too if I can. With Kingsley, with a young player like that, how much like mental coaching up has to happen? I know there's maybe not a lot of time to do that during a game, but how important is that side of it as well to make sure his confidence is up?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's all part of it. That's all part of coaching. I'd probably say it's the same way in your business. If you're not confident, you're probably not going to talk very well.
You're muted there, Todd.
On the block field goal again, with the work that you guys put into it and all the work that Dave does with this, how much support like comes from the top down to you to make that a really important part of what you guys do all the time? And you know, I know everyone works on things, but it seems like there's a really special emphasis on all the little things with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, the details of it become important. The players want that. They want you to detail it up for them. It helps them even more be able to show what their talents are. And then as a result of that, hopefully you win a game or two. So, I mean, so Dave spends a lot of time on that right there. You guys watch all that. So you know that there's an emphasis put on special teams and the details of it. So we needed it. So yesterday, that was a big play for us.
We'll go next to Matt Derrick. Matt.
Hey, Coach, a couple of questions for you. But first one, first time around, Kareem was an important part of your passing game. And yesterday was really the first time that he got actively involved. Is there a focus going forward on trying to incorporate him more into the passing game and getting him some opportunities, kind of maybe take the load off a little bit in the backfield and just mix things up?
Yeah, well, we think touches for him end up being important, whether he's carrying it or he's a good football player. So, you know, you want to have him have an opportunity to, show off those talents. And he's always been a good receiver. We weren't getting as much out of the run game as we wanted to. And so we started throwing it a little bit more, and he became an important part of that.
And, you know, certainly Monday night against the Bucs was a very physical game. And I know you had kind of a lighter practice week, especially Thursday, and kind of managing that. Now another pretty physical game. How do you, you know, really, really try to manage the workload? And do you kind of anticipate maybe the same thing this week to try and just get as much rest and recuperation for these guys?
Yeah, it's not as much the maybe the physical part as it is the time in between games. So that's what you're managing. And that then it comes down to how the guys are feeling. So because of the short week. So that's the way we did it last week. This is a normal week. So, you know, it's not going to be quite like that. It'll be a normal week of practice. But, you know, Matt, in this league, every game is physical. I mean, the parity in this league is crazy right now. You just check out some of these scores and you go, damn, it's nuts. So there's any given Sunday. Well, I mean, it's no more important than that is right now in this league. You better be on your A game every week.
We have three more for you, Coach. We'll go first to Adam Teicher.
Hey, Andy, I was wondering about three guys in particular, Pacheco, Juju, and Omenihu. Any chance any or all of those guys come back to practice this week? And Kelsey, I'll have a second question as well.
Excuse me. I think they're all close. I would probably tell you Juju closer than the other two, but I would tell you that, we might have them out there. We'll just see how it goes here today and tomorrow. They're very close, all three of them.
Okay. And you know, normally when you think of a team that's undefeated at this point of the season, you think of a team that's, you know, strong on one side of the ball or the other or both, or there's been maybe a few blowouts along the way. I don't know that your team really fits into that category, yet here you are 9-0. How do you explain how you've been able to get to this point here?
Yeah, well, yesterday, I mean, that was probably the epitome of it. I'm coming down to that last second deal. So literally block, but we've been given opportunities and we've taken advantage of them. And then we've made a few opportunities ourselves. So with some good plays and, you know, you probably say that they outplayed us yesterday and then they end up not winning the game. So, but you see that throughout the league. I mean, you just saw the Lions game last night, five turnovers, five interceptions or whatever it was. And they find a way to win the game. So guys, you give credit to your locker room and your coaches and just for being mentally tough and sticking with it.
We'll go next to Nick Jacobs. Nick?
Yeah, Andy, my question for you with Patrick and Xavier on the deep passes, is it just a matter of them getting enough reps over time in game situations, or what is it to where they'll be able to get that connection down the road when it's needed most?
Yeah, they've had a couple of them. We just got to keep it a little bit more consistent. So, Nick, they'll keep working on it. They spend time working on it, and we'll just keep it going. And, you know, those things they'll come eventually here as we go with a little bit more consistency.
Our last one here, we'll go to Sam McDowell. Sam?
Hey, Andy. Just wanted to ask you about the fourth down in the first half and also maybe at the end of the game. Can you kind of go into the thinking on both of those?
Yeah. We had the fourth down on the dive play. I thought it was important that we went for that. And then we had the fourth down the goal line in the red zone there. And we wanted to come out with a score. I mean, that's what I wanted to do, make sure. And we had good stuff left over. It wasn't like the package there was empty. So we had some good things we could draw from.